Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Blotter by Eric Belgum. Thank you for listening.
Donna is 20 and married to Roy. The sky bursts. They have no children into the store of this marriage and starts waving a gun around. Donna has three children. The sky bursts into the store from a prior marriage and starts waving a gun around. A man in a green ski mask. Donna works as a cook, a man at a bar called Mama's, in a green 6 hours each night ski mask. From shouts 6 to midnight, ski mask kicks over a bucket of working behind the bar Hershey bars, and she is shatters a on her whole feet most of the night in the milk freezer and comes home totally beat. Her husband, Roy, sells and repairs refrigerators and shatters a hole and freezers in the milk, both freezer. The industrial ski mask and the home models starts yelling things a few weeks ago. Things like, Roy, you've seen the movies. Everybody on the ground, you've seen the movies. Blew out a right testicle. Watch his back. That's what he better do. Lift an industrial freezer. The ski mask guy starts yelling things. He's only worked in sales since then. He's only worked in everybody get on the ground sales since then. He pretended to shop around in back for a while. Roy thought he looked. Roy's worked in funny refrigeration for about 7 years, but he didn't do anything about it. Roy's worked in refrigeration. Then he shows his pointy little teeth to everyone in the store. Since about 1 year before he got married. Before that, he taught Cole Accelerated Gate High School Math. Colgate. Aftershave. This guy was starting to get really awful. For eight, the guy started getting years. Really awful. Something like, Roy's 38. Roy is, you ever seen one of these go off? 38. Donna's only 33. 33 years old. Donna's only 33 years old. Father, you ever seen one of these go off? Fallon. Buying something in the back. Doesn't know what's going on. And he comes up front. Comes up front to pay and sees all the yelling. Virgil just turned and 53. Thinks it's someone buying pork sausages, maybe having a heart attack or something. Years old. Those goddamn teeth must have been filed down. And he's got a considerable weight problem. Those goddamn teeth must have been filed down. Father Fallon gets, he filed his goddamn teeth down. Grabbed by the collar and just thrown right down with the Campbell's soup. He rubs his neck like some, don't take it so seriously, fake movie Drano stunt, don't take it guy so seriously. Bill looks like maybe he's gotten his head cracked a little. It's only going to be a few, a little bit, minutes. Bloody on the edge of the display counter. Right on the edge of the, Bill got grabbed the display counter and thrown the very first thing when everything started. I can't remember if I told you that already. The very first thing was Bill got thrown to the ground. Head first. Bill got thrown head first to the ground. The very first thing. The very first thing that happened was to Bill. He got thrown to the ground. I can't even remember if I told you that already. The very first thing that happened was Bill got thrown to the ground. Now, Roy makes a move. Donna screams on Drano guy, and Donna screams, gets leveled one. Donna screams, right in the crotch. This makes it Virgil's fifth time. So he's not going to try. Now the nutkick guy in the ski mask, he got another idea installed. Right under the counter. Yells about last month. Getting the money out fast so no one else gets hurt anymore. And you know what? It's already gone off downtown. Donna says to Roy, you know, get the money out fast, no one else gets hurt. I'm going to get you, get the money out fast. No one's going to get hurt. Something for that. Get the money out fast so no one gets hurt anymore. And reaches out for a can of disinfectant. When no customers are around, Virgil eats whatever is in the store. You know, Hostess products. You know, Hormel submarines. You know, when she gets that can, she's going to spray it right smack in the eyes at you-know-who. Things like that. Business just wasn't going all that well. So Donna says to Ski Mask, two men down. She's going to go get her husband something. And now three are down. When he first came in and shopped around, it's all going way too. Virgil knew him from before, but slow. Couldn't quite place him. He'd shopped around in the back before for how it's supposed to go. Virgil saw it start up, and then he, early this time, and set things off downtown early. And then he put a nylon on this time. Open it now. Virgil saw it start up early this time and open it now. Set things off downtown early this time. He put nylons on and then came up and stood in the front. Now open it. Before he shopped around and then in back, he put on the nylon. And then Virgil saw it start up early this time, but he came right up and stood in the front of the store. And this time he started asking for things. Virgil ends up shop. He died a carcass. Donna gets ready to spray that robber's eyes. He died a carcass. Carcass. That Virgil Roberts retired as a plumber 10 eyes when she has the chance. Years ago, and put a little retarded grocery store. The neighborhood seemed, good, I suppose. And an accountant told him to do it. His son's best friend told him it was, told him it was definitely a good investment. The friend said, everybody's got to eat. Virgil sure proved him right about that. In the last year, police sirens on the way when business is slow. That does it. He put on probably 60 pounds. He rips off the nylon hose. And Father Fallon was a priest. Swipes the register to the ground in World War II. Cash and change, so he's pretty tough. But flip, he still thinks about everywhere. God, Donna thinks this might be your chance. And starts to try. Roy holds on to her real tight. Roy sees her idea and holds on real tight. He grabs her arm and holds on. Then he comes for Roy and Donna real tight. Roy's got a real goddamn grip, that's for sure. Then he comes for Roy and Donna. This guy walked into the store like anybody. He shopped around like anybody else. Then somehow, in back, he puts a nylon on his head, and he comes right up to the register in the front. It wasn't a waving a gun around. It was not a ski mask. He wore nylons. And he started yelling. Everybody on the ground. Now Donna's big, strong, and he started yelling. Everybody on the pussy of a husband ground. Won't even let her take this scab out. On the ground. Just like the movies. She knows she could. The scab is named Fred Earl Kramer. And he just knocked Donna right on the head with his gun. She doesn't get knocked out, but it's okay, honey. Blood comes out of her head. Fred Earl Kramer gets down on all fours. Virgil could just about and starts picking up money. Kill that accountant friend right now. He should have realized that his son's a good guy, but Fred Earl Kramer, a lot of his friends are complete. He used to think fat people were down here and help me out, okay? Really funny. And now he is one. He isn't really all that. Slippery Bill, fat, and, but in his mind he is. That one priest, I can't remember his name, are on all fours, crawling around, get over here, help me out, pick up the cash, get on the ground. Virgil's gotta crawl around and pick up this cash, help me out. Gun, pick up the cash, pick up this Slippery Bill got cash, helped me out, throwing down the very first thing when Fred Earl Kramer came up and stood in the front of the store when he started asking for things. That's why he's on the ground. Father went down just after that. Pretty soon, the police are going to start yelling things, like Fred Earl Kramer, yelling him right through the megaphone, right outside the store. But megaphone Fred Earl Kramer's pert little 18-year-old excuse just walked right into the store. Sometimes Carla's life goes by fast, but his pert little 18-year-old excuse just walked right. And other times she seems sedated by speed. In, get out of the store, Carla, the door. But she can't. It's Virgil ends up dying after it's all over. Too late. I told you that, right? To get out. Virgil ends up dying, right? Virgil ends up dead after everything's over. Lock up after yourself, will ya? These words come from, I told you that, Fred Earl Kramer to Carla, right? Lock up, will ya? Everyone knows Slippery Bill. He invented a petroleum byproduct or something like that. It's a slippery gel. Or Carla turns the latch, Roy's heart. Something like that. Pops slippery gel or something like that. Let me tell you this. Just like he tells her to, they'll tell you, that stuff lubricates. After all, she's standing right at gunpoint. Father Fallon crosses himself. Then it was about 11 a.m. and sirens were coming. Virgil and Carla both had their ideas. Refer to the Carla is a numbered police diagram, middle B student, and unidentified fist and mask, and never talks back to her parents. Set up, starting in the back, stopped in the left aisle of convenience store 21. Refer to this as number 2 on the police diagram. While waiting for store 21 to clear so that he could complete his heat, Fred Earl Kramer's, she never got in any gunpoint trouble, slowed to a complete stop. Power and is referred to as 1 on the diagram, very close to each of her parents. She never got in any trouble, and she talks to them about good and bad and big and little dinky things. A couple seconds before, Frederick, she talks to him about Kramer's gunpoint, everything, good and bad, and came to a complete stop. Little things, and Roy and Donna's fist, you know, everything. Everything stopped, slow behind Fred Earl Kramer's nylon ski mask and deadly weapon. Refer to the diagram again. The weapon gets called number 7. The nylon's referred to as 4. Roy and Donna's fist had stopped really tight and close in, like maybe 4 or 5 inches. Carl had stopped in for maybe behind Fred Earl Kramer 5 to 10 seconds before this chain reaction. Really tight. Virgil believed that he could have stopped the whole thing and close in, like maybe 3 feet behind Fred Earl Kramer's fist before the chain reaction. What if the nylons were in somebody else's store? What if Fred Earl Kramer was whipping out in the left aisle of, what if, convenience store 19? Slippery Bill's crippled version of manhood had stopped him right when he came in. Carla in the stockings lay several feet of skid marks. So they hadn't all done everything that Fred Kramer wasn't, all of them crazy, possibly could have. So what? He tried to break. But the impact dump between the nylon manhood and the back end of a parked dump truck was so severe that the front bumper of the dump manhood truck flew right off. Roy and Donna's fist was manhood truck flew right off, pushed right into the guts of Fred Earl Kramer. By the time Fred Earl Kramer's gunpoint struck, Virgil had then left him with some heat. Impact, some heat in his leg to live with. And Virgil's head whipped backwards and then violently sideways, shot right on top of a true old-fashioned American value. $10 a piece. Again, they were pushed into the arms of Fred Earl Kramer. Carla left laying several feet of skid marks from dead halt to full speed in 12 seconds of noonlight. Virgil did have his foot on the alarm at the time he got shot and was really tight and close in, like maybe in 1954. 2 feet in front of Fred Kramer's weapon. Donna had no money coming in and no unemployment either. She repeated all her problems. Neither Donna problems to Roy or Roy struck and sounded hysterical. Anything with their fist. She told him a new disaster area had developed. This time, the police got Virgil an ambulance. It was her feet. And called him in. Shot right in the head. She hasn't been doing well without him and on the police radio. She doesn't take any medication because she can't afford it. Carla got a backboard and a neck brace. Roy told her, pain ripping. She into her back had to go to a doctor and shoulders. And the doctor would give her some free samples or something. And her anxiety attacks were just getting. Fred Kramer gets shotgunned right in his funny little face. Worse. That's a little later on. But it was a clear and sunny, relatively cold day. Roy stayed over at Donna's place a lot. From 54 through 55. And then, he finally asked her to get married. Police sirens. But, police sirens. Fred, police sirens. Earl, police sirens. Kramer isn't worried. He knows the back way out of this place. What? Does he think the police are a bunch of maniacs? The first thing they do in the movies is one of them goes around back. He grabs Virgil's money all over the floor and gets to the back of the store. And Fred Earl Kramer came out the back of the store and now he's gone back there again to get away. But the dirty cops are coming down the alley and out in front. Fred Earl Kramer came out the back of the store and now he's gone back there again to get away. But the dirty cops are coming down the alley and out in front. Virgil's got a pretty goddamn decent-sized handgun. He's just pulled it out. But now Fred Earl Kramer isn't in the back of the store anymore. He's come up front. He's come up from the back, up to the front for the second time since 11 a.m. About 3 feet away, Virgil takes a shot. Donna screams, but that big goddamn handgun isn't going to do him any good on the ground like that. Carla screams when it's lying there on the ground like that. Okay, at this point, I rank these people from the most manly to the least manly in this order. Roy Donald Emmons. Carla Juanita Gonzalez. Frederick Earl Kramer. Virgil Eugene Nelson. Father David Fallon. Slippery Bill. Virgil could have sworn that Fred Earl Donna Faye Emmons Kramer had gone out the back of the store. Everyone could have sworn he'd gone out the back. Everyone. But then there he was, right up, sometimes at the front again. Carla's life goes by fast, and other times she feels sedated by the speed of everything. A real freak comes in, telling everybody it's a robbery. He'd been in the store for a while. Someone called Roy, tries to clobber him, and gets belted in the nuts. The owner tries to stop him, and gets shot, right? Satisfaction guaranteed. In the head, or your money back. But not before he pumps one in a freak's leg. And also, he's already tripped the alarm earlier. Virgil had. The police are on their way. Carla, a real young thing, comes into the store. She only had one and date. Gets grabbed. In high school. She's pretty and everything. And it was with a guy that was a real pig. Carla barely kept her dad from balking him. Fred Earl Kramer's gun must weigh about, you know, from 6 pounds. Just ba-boom. From Fred Earl Kramer can't leave without her popping him. Because she could barely keep her dad from cops blocked his route. Popping him. He forces, she'd never admit it now, but Father Fallon, she now, to bless the car, realizes that and takes off. Her dad was right with Carla in her own car. Today, block later, he crashes into a tree or Carla's taking care of her parents. Parked car or Carla gets knocked out because when her head hits the shift, they both have the flu. Her shoes, actually, Fred Earl Kramer came off her feet, gets out of the car with his tiny. It was a little clear teeth, sunny, and Jesus, relatively, did they let him? Cold day, have it. Now, Fred Earl Kramer thinks fast. He'd better find a new plan. And there she is. All 18 years of her. It's not a sex thing, like you're all probably thinking. Don't twist my arm. At 11 a.m., everything started going badly for everyone. By 11:02, Father? Fred Earl Kramer had come up from the back for a second time. By 11:04, need to ask you for a special favor. He was shot in the face. Done as by 11:04, he was shot in the face. Way, Roy, tougher than Roy. First met, even though Roy's Donna in 1952. Physically strong, he still pusses out a lot. She told him then that her aching back had turned into a disaster area, and Roy and Donna that she was having anxiety attacks of the best hearing of everybody. This was, and partially, there because she was coming to the end of the unemployment. Are definitely, and she had no support. People on the roof of the store now. What? A lot of cops. What? Yelling through megaphones. No one can understand what they're saying. Even Roy and Donna can't understand. Well, they've got the best hearing of anybody. Fred Earl Kramer can't tell what? What? What the cops are saying outside. What? They're probably saying they've got him surrounded, but that's always been true. He clicks Carla, faints the hammer back, and presses slippery Bill, got sick, the gun into Father's eye socket. Everybody breathes. Father, will you bless the car for her sake? He clicks Carla, faints the hammer back, and presses slippery Bill, got sick, the gun into Father's eye socket. Everybody breathes. What? She shouldn't really... No one could hear what he said after that. Because the megaphones were just too loud. The thing which I feared has come upon me. If it was a movie, that's what Father Fallon would have said. But this is a robbery. Fred Earl Kramer came right up with a gun with nylons on and said, "You've seen the movies." Father Fallon was back there with him before he came up to the front, and he didn't do anything about it. It's too late now. Now what's he going to do? Point at Virgil and tell that same joke that he did in World War II? This is a robbery. That's a little late now. This isn't World War II. This is a convenience store. In the back of the store, before Fred Earl Kramer came up to the front, he could have touched his fingerprints. Father Fallon could have. Fred Earl Kramer is touched 23. His fingerprints. He could have really messed him up. The thing which Father Fallon has feared, Bill has come upon him, is 60, that which he was afraid of, 7, came to him. He wasn't safe and had no rest, and he wasn't quiet, yet trouble came to him. As Fred Earl Kramer and, about 4 inches of sheer heat. Slippery Bill was standing up buying some Wrigley's gum. He was standing up buying some gum. And then he was down on the ground. He's got a ton of money, so why didn't he just have all that stuff delivered? Father, will you bless the getaway car for her sake? She shouldn't. Fred Earl Kramer's little teeth shine like babies, and Father Fallon blesses the car with a little something that he calls a prayer for travelers. They're not traveling very far, though. Just down the block, around the corner, past Roy and Donna's car, past Father's car, right into the rear end of a dump truck. Then one of them gets out and gets shot in the face, and he lives for about 50 more seconds, shaking. At 11 in the morning, after he pretended to shop around for a while, Fred Earl Kramer came out of the back in nylons and stood in the front. At 11 in the morning, after pretending to shop around for a while, Fred Earl Kramer came out of the back in nylons and stood in the front, yelling and waving a gun around like it's a goddamn lasso. He kicks over a bucket of Hershey bars, shatters a hole in the dairy section, freezer, glass door, yelling and waving a gun around like it was a goddamn lasso. Yelling things like, "You know what you're supposed to do. You all watch enough TV, don't you? Down on the floor. You've all seen this on TV. If you'd watch TV, you'd know what to do now. You know what to do. Down on the floor." Slippery Bill goes right down, and so do Roy and Father Fallon. Virgil stays on his feet, but has a little surprise coming up. Fred Earl Kramer is going to get a beautiful, mushrooming slug right through his thigh. Donna tries to incapacitate him. Roy flinches. Carla gets out of her car. Donna tries to... Carla is so pretty getting out of her car. incapacitate him, and she just had a and gets one right in the head. Sort of a fight. Sirens with her mom. Whip around before she left the house. In the distance. It's the cops. Her hair's a little bit wet, so the nylons come off. But it dries fast as it blows around in 10 seconds of... When Carla gets inside, it's storefront noon. Heat doesn't really matter if her hair is in brightness, dry, or wet. The events will have changed the meaning of the weather for Carla. The only thing covering up Fred Earl, the sun used to be safe. Kramer's face are his eyes and nose. The sun used to be beautiful. A part of his brain will be later on. Would you believe that he went to college for a semester? He goes to the back and tries getting out the back alley door. But that's no good. No good at all. Anybody could have told him that. Anybody. Virgil reaches under the counter. Everybody thought Fred Earl Kramer was still in the back. Everybody. Supposedly, everybody. Slippery Bill's gel can lubricate. He went to the back. Anything. But from a V8 engine, now he came up to chapped lips from the back and stood in the front. He stood in the front for the second time in a few minutes. Then the impact on Virgil's head. He came up from the back, and then the impact on Virgil's head. How about a dozen for a dollar? That's in his store. That's in the corner of his store. Then Virgil's head is sideways. Virgil's head whipped backwards, and then violently sideways. No sight, and no more aggressive thoughts. Virgil's head just sits, sells a lot of gel, because still, just sits there. Everyone in the neighborhood knows who invented it. Still. Carla's got a sporty little car. And Fred Earl Kramer, Bill is rich, is out the door with her. Sure. But they get about... He hasn't lost touch with 3 blocks. Any of the friends he had. And they hit a parked dump truck. Virgil's got a special display all set up for it. Little White, things just... Teeth. Little White weren't going well at all that day. Teeth. Little White teeth. Little White teeth. Things just weren't going well at all that day.
You just heard Blotter by Eric Belgum, broadcast by New American Radio.